Hi, Ryle Middle School. I'm Cheryl Shane, and I work for North Clackamas School District as the Native American Alaskan Native Student Engagement Specialist for the entire district. But today I am here at Ryle Middle School with Aaron Thompson. And we are both Native Americans, and we're getting ready to celebrate Native American Heritage Month in November. So we got together to have a conversation about being Native. First of all, I am Pueblo and Cherokee, and I am not originally from Oregon, but I am from Oklahoma and New Mexico. So let's go ahead and let's hear a little bit about Aaron. Aaron, can you tell us something about yourself?
I'm originally from Washington, but I've lived in Oregon my whole life. I am from the Umatilla tribe, which is a pretty known tribe. Mm-hmm. I'm Cayuse of that tribe.
Where do you normally live before you came to Milwaukee?
My Pendleton, on the reservation.
Okay. So what does being Native mean to you?
Being Native means to me, we're like the first people. And I get to, like, do all this culture stuff. I get to wear the regalia. I get to say that I'm Native American and all of that.
So that's mm-hmm. pretty cool. You enjoy being able to tell people you're Native and identify as a Native mm-hmm. American. Yeah, that's pretty cool. What part of your identity do you enjoy the most or are you most proud of?
I'm probably most proud of, like, my Native side, because, I don't know, it just seems better, and my family on my Native side mm-hmm. is more, like, I just like my dad's side of the family. He doesn't really, almost everybody is gone.
Oh, okay. So you have stronger ties on your Native side, and you get to do more events together, mm-hmm. things together. Yeah, that sounds like a good reason to enjoy that side more. What's your favorite thing about yourself?
About myself? Mm-hmm. I probably think my being able to skate, like, mm-hmm. and sing, dance, because I know a lot of elders that don't get to do that, so mm-hmm. I do it for them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's great. So, respecting your elders, that's an important part of your life. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, I was taught that way too, so I know what you mean.
Or else the whipman gonna get you.
Yeah, you're not gonna be, you're gonna have some bad luck if you're not doing what you need to be doing. So, is there anything that you wish that people who are not Native would understand about Natives?
Yeah, there's probably one. Not all Natives are dark-skinned like me. I'm more on the pastier side than dark.
Yeah, we can't all be described as looking the same because we're a large group of people mm-hmm. and large groups of people don't mm-hmm. all look alike. People come in all different shades, and so you can't necessarily assume someone's Native or not Native. Yeah. So,
and I think not all Natives, also I've heard this a lot, not all Natives still live in teepees, and not all Natives have long hair.
Yeah, that's true. Not all Natives live in teepees, not all have long hair. Mm-hmm. Some have teepees, but that doesn't mean that they live in them. They live in a house or an apartment or just places where people live in the U.S., in the United States or Canada or the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot that people could know and understand about people instead of just what they see on TV, right? Or see in the movies. So there's a lot to learn. Okay, let's talk about some other things besides being Native. Like, say, do you have, like, any personal heroes or anything?
I think probably my grandpa.
He
taught me how to sing. He taught me how to skin a deer, how to skin teepee poles, how to find teepee poles. He taught me the basics because my dad wasn't really around, so. But he sadly passed away, so.
But you had those learning experiences with him that so he taught you what he knew, and now you can go and use those skills, and you one day can teach some younger people those skills.
I'm learning, though.
You're still learning, Forever learning is what we should be doing anyway. Yeah. Well, it's been nice chatting with you, Erin, and it was good to get to know you just a little bit, but I'm sure we'll cross paths someday again.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Or you can wave at yours.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye.